and burgers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I found it. I want you to meet the baddest motherfucker in town.
Yeah, well you could call me Tam. I hope everybody understands that I be putting it down from late night to the morning. Having niggas saying hot damn, I got a head full of sense, pocket these dollars. Haters gon' hate, so I pop my collar. Talk to the hang, maybe I'll holler. Too busy leading, y'all niggas can follow. You yesterday, see y'all tomorrow. If not, that's too bad, I feel no sorrow. Got no time, ain't none to borrow. No, I ain't shallow, bitch, I'm just hollow. What you don't like, take that and swallow. Shit, I'm on a rock, call me Mavado. While you haters just floating around in a bottle, I'm moving top speed through life, full throttle. Like. So what you saying, East City? So what you saying, East City? So what you saying, East City? Nah, seriously. What you saying? The flow is Pepsi, you know you get that right one, baby. Test, I bet I'll bring out your best. No, maybe yes, then feel free to run back to the rest. If you ain't up in cardiac arrest, I carefully plan every step. Keep them haters guessing, they don't know what's next. I got a hat full of tricks, silly rabbit, no stress. These other niggas rapping is a waste of breath. Won't you admit it, I done passed the test. Rookie of the year, I'm a bull with no shit. Rose above the rest, something that you can't resist. Cooler than vanilla ice cream on a hot summer night. Trying to convince you to hop on my bike. Talking about your man, but what the fuck do he know? Drop you the zero and cop you a hero. And let your head tilt back when the beat goes. Woo. So what you saying, East City? So what you saying, East City? Yo, what you saying, East City? I'm serious, man. What you saying? And you know, I'm willing to bet a lot of y'all didn't even get that line. Cooling the vanilla ice cream on a hot summer night. Yeah, you remember back in the early 90s, Vanilla Ice had that movie. He was riding his bike, man. Cool as shit. Yeah, man, I saw that movie. You know what I'm talking about now, man. Y'all gotta feel me, man. Listen to this shit over again, literally, seriously. And try to understand the shit I'm saying. I talk a lot of shit, but of shit. It smells good.
Green Lantern.
So, when did you start making music, and why did you call this tape Beats and Burgers?
Yeah, well, I guess it's by chance, because I was supposed to make my dream move to Spain, play for a team there, but went there to do the medical exam, sign the papers and whatnot, but there's complications, I guess. We ended up having to go to court over it, but the basics of it was that I ended up being jobless for 6 months, and within that time period, this is only like 8 months ago, my baby mom, Bianca, and her brother, Jean-Marie, they always used to like tell me they're making beats, like trying to do little instrumentals on GarageBand. And when I'd be sitting at the house, like, you know, the disgruntled ex-football player or whatever, I felt like I was retired. And, you know, I'd just be watching games and whatever, and they'd be sitting there in the living room, you know, trying to make their music. And they'd always be bugging me, like, yeah, you know, we kind of need your help to write these lyrics in English, because Bianca's a singer, so she's trying to find some words that she could use over the instrumentals to, you know, to try and practice on her singing and whatnot. And, you know, I was like, nah, it's not really my thing. I'm not into that. I've never really tried to do it, you know, in any type of professional level before. But then they would be doing it, and I would always be intrigued to try and help them correct whatever it is they were doing, or try to, like, you know, make a sentence that they would write better or something, you know, just make it all sound better. And I found that it was actually kind of easy, and that I kind of liked it too. So over the time, I started to, you know, help a little bit more. And then one time I heard this one beat, actually for probably the first song I ever recorded is about my daughter. I heard this one guitar tune that Jean-Marie had put out, and then I just wrote a song to it real quick, all talking about my daughter. And then after that, I was like, yo, this is fun, man. I like it. It's kind of easy too. So I just kept on writing, and I wouldn't stop writing. I was writing. I'd be writing at the same time. I'd be driving on my knees and writing with my two hands on my BlackBerry and everything. I just got to the point where I was like, you know what, I could actually probably do this now. Let me see, maybe I could try to find different avenues. I know I got some friends that have done it before. Maybe I could try and hook up with them, whatever, I don't know. And I had a good friend of mine, Rox, plays soccer in MLS from England, Craig. I used to always be like sending him like all these little raps I was writing that I thought were real good, real fly and stuff. Like, yo, Rox, man, you gotta check this out, man. You know, football, man. I don't care about you. I'm gonna be a rapper. Watch me. I'm gonna make it, son. I'm gonna make it. Either way or the other. I'm either gonna make it rapping on beats or rapping burgers, son. Beats or burgers, son. I don't care. So I just always figured that if I ever actually did come up with a CD or whatever, I'd probably name it Beats and Burgers just so I had a good story to tell. So, yeah. Beats and Burgers. Green Lantern.